Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That's the Black Keys, and they're actually, I guess they're from Cleveland because they're on that. We mentioned the Guardians earlier. Tom Hanks intros there. I mean, they released a video.
Yeah, the online video.
Yeah, the online video. And the Black Keys.
He narrates it.
Yeah, and the Black Keys are playing on, I believe, or something.
I didn't know they were from Cleveland.
They are. From somewhere in Ohio, up in that area, yeah. And I think that Hanks, although grew up in Oakland, I didn't know he was a Cleveland guy. Or is he a Cleveland guy? They just used Tom Hanks.
The Black Keys are from Akron.
Well, that's right.
But Tom Hanks, I would think they probably just got because there's Tom Hanks.
That's what I'm thinking, too, because he's an Oakland boy. I know he grew up in Oakland.
Yeah, but he's applicable anywhere.
You can stuff Tom Hanks in anywhere.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Plug him in. Credibility.
He's just American.
That's what Craig Evans is. Craig Evans in.
Anywhere.
Credibility.
Tom Hanks is a baseball guy.
Yes, he is.
There's no crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball. All right. And our buddy Craig Peters, who lives in Cleveland, is going to phone the program a little later on. It's Tanline Tuesday. Joe Coy later this week. Also, Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. Talked to Frank yesterday.
And
J.R. Brown tomorrow.
J.R. Brown tomorrow.
Tom Hanks spent some time in Cleveland.
Got it.
Oh, did he?
I figured it had some sort of connection.
Early acting days.
Oh, okay. Did not know. I knew he was an Oakland kid.
Became an Indians fan during that time.
That's it.
Oh, gotcha.
That's it.
Yep. Is what it says here.
They go to Cleveland before they go to Hollywood back in the day?
I don't think so. Maybe it was some touring company or something. Who knows?
Yeah, you know? It was his early days. He did 3 summers at the Great Lakes Theater, got his actor's equity card there.
Perfect. And became
his first professional job as an intern at the Great Lakes Shakespeare Festival for 3 years.
Didn't know that.
Now, Tom Hanks.
Well, we wouldn't.
No.
Well, I used to live there.
I want to know the connection.
That's stuff I should know.
Okay. I wanted to know the connection to him doing that, but I assumed since it was Tom Hanks, usually they get connections for that kind of stuff.
There's something.
And there was.
At least he's a fan.
Yep. And not pissed off.
Well, we don't know that.
No, he narrated the change. I don't think the way he leans politically, he's not exactly going to be pissed off.
Probably not.
Yeah. He's not a right-wing asshat.
Most of the news today is Olympics, so we won't be dealing with that.
Good. That's not because all the NBC covers it on their news anymore. They have always done that, but it just feels like, who cares? And
I wish I did.
I do too, Todd.
I wish I cared, but I can't bring myself to
watch,
care.
I can't watch the no crowd crap.
Yeah. And that doesn't even matter to me.
Well,
that would be secondary to me.
Yeah. The sports are boring to me most of the time when I click it on.
The ones they're covering, you know.
I don't even know.
I refuse to turn it on.
That's
a good point. I haven't turned it on either.
And, spoiler alert.
Uh-oh. Right. Well, especially basketball.
You can read about what happens before you see it on TV.
Yeah, but who reads about the Olympics? I don't.
But you hear that Naomi Osaka lost.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I saw it this morning when I got up.
That and maybe the basketball team. We're gonna know the spoiler alerts to the basketball team the whole time.
I hate to spoil the surfing for you, but apparently some American surfer made history.
All right.
Because, like that, wouldn't whoever won that make history? Wouldn't whoever participated? Because I think this is the first time they've had
it is.
Surfing.
Yeah, it is.
It's the first time. Yeah.
So if you got on a surfboard at the Olympics, you made history.
And we made a mistake a couple of months or two ago. Baseball's back, but I don't know who's winning in baseball. Or it may have even started yet.
Really?
Baseball's playing, yeah. I read a couple articles about some guys that are over there playing baseball. And softball's back, too.
Where did you get the baseball talent?
I read some minor league kids are over there. Yeah, I should say young men and some upper level college kids. Yeah, minor
league. A couple
league
of guys on the local AAA team are playing.
Yeah, they're allowed to take off and go play for their country, right?
But if you play for the Pirates and you're any good, you get traded, right?
Frazier got traded to the Padres, yeah.
Yeah, and it's only six countries that participate in baseball.
Yeah. Well, that's how we got rid of it. Because we would win. I mean, Cuba would give us a battle every couple of years, but then we started kicking ass.
And they're not in it.
They're not even in it this year.
No. Okay. Israel, Japan, Mexico, South Korea, U.S., and the Dominican Republic.
Well, Japan plays good baseball, and so does the Dominican
Republic. Dominican. Yeah. I would guess they're probably a strong contender.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Naomi Osaka lost.
Did she? Okay.
Today. Straight sets. It was an odd thing. You know, she's not supposed to. She's number one.
And she's Japanese.
I don't know that.
She lost in her home country.
Straight sets, third round.
What about soccer? Who's winning that?
Yep.
That's the answer I wanted, by the way.
Tyler, you're going to be bummed to know that Amazon is denying reports that it is planning to accept Bitcoin by the end of the year.
Okay, so it was up yesterday a bunch.
Yes, it was.
And then went back down. But it was up yesterday, and it got to like 930 out of my $1,000. I was up to 930, and I didn't pull the trigger, and now it's down to 850.
It'll be back up.
I refuse to lose money on this thing. I mean, I'm going to let it hang forever until it hits over 1,000. And then, you know me, I'll go, man.
Well, that could be 2,000.
Exactly.
It's going up.
It's not going to. It's not
Let
going
it ride,
to.
Man. Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, it went up 14.5% yesterday.
And then went back down.
Well, then went down to where it was just up 6%.
Yeah.
So, yes, it went back down, but it was still up 6%.
857. So I'm down about 100.
Yeah, I wasn't paying
bucks.
Attention, yeah. But didn't the market go a little volatile last week?
No, I kept checking the stock market. It went up and down a little bit, but it's up again.
I thought Biden tanked it, and then Trump came and saved it for later in the week.
No, my, by the way, I think
just in time.
Pillow
too.
Guy says actually Biden's going to resign on the August date.
Oh no!
That was what he says.
It's worse than that.
Oh, it is.
It's worse than that.
Okay, that's pretty bad. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. He said that with the evidence he's got, Biden and the vice president, Kamala Harris, are both going to resign, which leaves President Trump in charge.
No, Pelosi's in charge.
No, that's not the line of succession.
No, that's the Pillow Guy's flow chart right there.
Yeah, that's what Pillow Guy says.
Pelosi be president.
No, you don't get it.
Secession, that's how it works.
No, not now.
Right, not in these times.
Right. Things are different now.
Things are different now.
But I'm curious if there's anything to that August 13th date. Because
no, it's not. It's just
No. They seem very set on the date, August 13th, like they were on January 6th. So I just wonder if something's going to go down on the 13th of August. Has there been any rumbling? I haven't checked the dark web lately. I haven't checked with my white power friends to find out.
We don't have white power
if they
friends.
Have any plans. Yeah.
I thought that 13th. Date changed. I thought he was going to be done in June originally.
No,
they changed it.
Several months now. It's been August 13th is the date, at least a couple of months. So that just leads me to believe that maybe they're trying to hatch something.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to hide the last one, the last insurrection.
You'd think they would step forward and be able to prove that it was just a bunch of Antifa dressed up in Trump T-shirts.
Nope, they're dumb. I was just in D.C. It's just horrible what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know what the 13th, specific, why the 13th.
Yeah, Pillow Guy's birthday or something like that, maybe.
Could be. Yeah, I'm just
what
curious. Why that date?
I don't know.
And why they really haven't wavered on it?
I don't know. It's International Crackhead Day, maybe. Maybe it's called,
That could be it.
Every day's got a day, Crackhead Day.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New survey finds anxiety, depression, and burnout are friends of mine.
Yep.
All so represented here.
I was going to say, there's three of us here. Who are you looking at? I'm guessing on burnout.
Yeah. New survey finds that anxiety, depression, and burnout are increasing among college students in the United States. This is from a new return to campus study headed up by the Ohio State University's Office of the Chief Wellness Officer. The study that focused on the changes in the mental health of students also found upticks in unhealthy coping mechanisms like vaping, drinking, and eating unhealthy foods. Well, check.
Well, I did the last two in college, drank and ate unhealthy foods for 4 years.
And
I didn't vape.
And yeah, but then you kept up a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't eat. I ate pretty unhealthy in college because you can.
You're young.
You go into college. You're young. You can eat like everything.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Strombolis every day.
To eat healthy. Right. It's a lot cheaper to eat unhealthy.
Yeah, it is.
10 Totinos for $10.
Stop for a Hardee's ham and cheese on the way to work.
Oh, ham and cheese.
Oh, man.
Why'd you say that?
That was a staple,
I want
man.
That now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Hardee's was right on the way to the radio station in Fargo.
On the sourdough bun.
Yeah, yeah.
Health officials say there was
What was that?
Same thing I have every day at this time. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, got it.
And you know what that is?
No, actually, I don't.
Yes, you do. You've just forgotten.
I have forgotten. I forgot.
Because so often I bring this up. In about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's tired right now.
All right.
He came out of the blocks just a little too fast.
Well, we got him going. He was sitting here for that first break, and he was usually in his office.
Yeah.
And we got him involved in the conversation. He made a few jokes, and he blew it.
He did.
He blew it all right there.
But he has a tendency to come out and just sprint and then realize.
That doesn't sound like me.
No. Yesterday he came out pretty grumpy.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
And even grumpy for Craig.
No, you sprint a lot, Craig.
You do.
That doesn't sound like me.
No, at the top of the show, you sprint a lot, and then you look and say, Jesus, there's still 3 hours and 50 minutes to go.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I forgot.
I should have known that. You looked at the clock, and it said 6:12 Central.
At 09 at the time.
09 at the time.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Time for you.
Wait a minute. Haven't we been here for 3 hours already?
Craig Peters will be here later on.
Not soon enough.
Nick Allen will be here later on.
And talk about sprinting.
What are the odds on Nick being here 2 days in a row before the top of the hour?
Oh, I think he's turned over a new leaf now.
For now.
I think we're going to see
with Todd.
A brand new Nick.
Because if he didn't have to go work other places.
Right.
He should be here on
From
time.
From now on, yeah. I think he'll be here.
He should be here on time.
6:56 a.m. Okay. Right. Every morning.
He did say he's more paranoid now.
Yeah, well, and I think it matters to him also that it looks good in front of the wife.
Yes.
Like, see, I'm doing something.
Yep.
See, I'm doing something.
And on time.
Right.
Early. He was early yesterday.
He was.
Well, that's technically not early.
I know, but for him.
Be here when we're live.
For the standard that he has set.
Right. Pretty sure that's the earliest he's ever arrived.
Yes.
Maybe he started. Yeah, maybe like the first day last year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ah, great. Health officials say there was an increase in deaths from non-COVID-related conditions during the pandemic.
Oh, non-COVID, got it.
Yeah.
Well, people were depressed and drank and ate and died.
And they held off going to the hospital for their heart issues, their strokes, and care for chronic conditions.
That was it, right? Yeah.
All that.
That's true. People did hold off. A lot of people did. Yeah. I didn't go to the...
Did life expectancy around the world drop last year? Or just this country?
I would you think it had to be around the world.
I would think it would have been global.
Yeah, it had to be around the world somewhere.
Big Tobacco CEO calling for a ban on cigarettes in the United Kingdom. Philip Morris International CEO made the comment in an interview on Sunday. He also said his company will stop selling cigarettes in the UK within a decade.
What are they, Philip Morris diversified since?
Philip Morris International is not a part of Philip Morris USA.
Got it.
Which makes Marlboro cigarettes in the U.S.
Well, that's right, they make Marlboro.
Yeah, well, what's the end game here?
Well, they say that they want to become smoke-free and help end the use of traditional cigarettes worldwide. What that says to me is they need to find, is that they are working on another nicotine delivery system.
Sure. Which is vaping.
Well, that's another one, there's any number. I mean, whether it's gum or, whatever.
Right.
But they are apparently they are looking into another nicotine delivery system. Right. Of course, we all know that the optimum is not to get nicotine delivered.
Yeah, exactly. Because it kills you.
And
you get addicted.
Yeah, that whole addiction
thing. Right, right.
Yeah. You think they could learn something from the whole edible marijuana world?
What, eat nicotine?
Nicotine brownies.
Well, I got nicotine gummies.
That doesn't even sound good. Horrible,
they've got nicotine gum.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Horrible.
That helps you quit smoking. Well, that helps you quit nicotine, I guess, gum.
Well, it helps you stop smoking.
Even then.
You're still chewing nicotine.
You're still chewing nicotine, but yes, you're not smoking, and that does count for something.
Yeah, that does. You're not getting smoke in your lungs.
I think it's better than smoking.
Oh, yeah, I think it is too, Todd.
Low bar.
Yeah, because you're not getting smoke in your lungs. You take care of that with a weed. We had an old friend of ours here that quit smoking in the mid-90s and chewed nicotine gum until he retired, right?
I'm pretty sure he's probably still chewing it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the track I'm on right now.
Well, you're chewing it now? That's it? Good.
Yeah, a couple pieces a day.
I think this guy went through a couple boxes a day.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he would chain chew.
Yep.
That stuff's not cheap either.
No. No, it's not. He was always grabbing for a new piece of nicotine gum when you were around him.
It's got to be cheaper than cigarettes, isn't it?
Yeah. Not, I don't think
really?
By much.
Oh, my God.
Depending upon how much you eat it. And even the smoke and the weed.
Nicotine brownies makes me want to heave right now.
Sounds terrible.
Man. I've really got more than
I don't mind the taste of pot at all. I love the smell of it, actually, too, but come on.
The edibles are root. With the weed, when I was on a road trip, because there was no place to smoke in the parking lot of the motel.
Yep.
So I would just have a couple edibles before I went to bed at night.
You can get a, according to this, 100-pack of the Target brand nicotine gum for $26 for 100 pieces.
100 pieces and 2 pieces a day. 2 pieces a day, 30 a day.
4 milligrams per piece.
Okay, because that...
You chew more?
I don't know. What my dosage is.
When's your last cigarette?
I'm off and on.
Okay. Right.
Aren't you only supposed to chew the gum for a few minutes at a time?
Spit that bear out?
Yeah, but I do it for hours.
Yeah, see? That might be playing into the issue with nicotine, is by giving yourself more.
Oh, I think you pretty much burn out the nicotine in a few minutes, don't you?
I don't know.
I don't think by chewing it any... You ingest any more nicotine.
You should replace it with regular gum then.
I could.
That's what you should do if you're used to chewing. Six 6:18 Central, Craig.
Oh, good.
I got 6:16 over here.
So do I.
We're going to need a couple more minutes.
He's going to throw something at you.
Oh, my computer.
No, I do too.
Yeah, my computer's wrong.
It is.
Yeah, I've wondered about his computer for some time now.
Yeah, yeah. And so is the audience apparently too.
Yeah.
Because I'm 2 minutes ahead, right? So I'll be more pissed than you are. I look over, it's behind. No, it's ahead. I should be,
Yeah, you should be, calm down over there. I mean, geez.
Who is our computer talking to that they're getting the time from? Because I thought it was all, like, universal, but I noticed the other day my computer and my phone are a couple minutes off.
The phone is right.
And I thought everybody was getting the information from basically the same place.
Now, your computer and your phone should be the same.
Well, this computer is for commercial reasons. That's why it's probably ahead.
I don't know.
No, they change it. It actually, we have noticed it get earlier or go faster.
Yeah, I thought everybody was plugged into the Naval Observatory or some universally recognized time.
Greenwich
Mean Time.
Everybody
got the time information from the same source, so we were all on the same page.
Whatever. It's way
guess not.
It's way before 10, Craig, so move on.
It is. Illinois man has recovered after nearly choking his penis to death using rubber bands. Urology case reports say the 81-year-old.
You take out the band-aids. We've all done this.
81.
The 81-year-old Chicago native reported to a hospital for uncontrolled diabetes. However, the medical staff discovered that the man tied his genitals with so many rubber bands over 3 days that his scrotum had begun to rot.
Whoa!
I've never strangled that thing.
The man's, been, not with a Band-Aid.
I've always been gentle.
Never put a stranglehold on that thing?
No.
The man's diabetic condition, combined with a lack of blood flow to the organ, had resulted in a dying penis. Doctors managed to cut away the dead flesh and insert a catheter, with the man recovering using antibiotics several days later.
How'd they figure out the dead flesh from a normal 80-year-old penis? I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't seen an 80-year-old penis in a while. But I have seen one.
Understood.
I have seen one.
Understood.
I worked in a nursing home for years, by the way, so I saw a lot of 80-year-old penises.
And
I probably
things.
Saw my dad's, too. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.